There has been a notable lack of transparency from local officials when it comes to data surrounding Hawaii's coronavirus pandemic. As HBR has previously reported, the models used by the State Department of Health to predict the trajectory of COVID-19 infections have not been released to the public. But one University of Hawaii scientist recently created his own projection model using an unlikely reference, local coral colonies. Josh Maiden is a marine biologist at the Hawaii Institute of Marine Biology on Coconut Island. Normally, his research focuses on problems like coral bleaching and mapping coral colonies. As it turns out, the mathematical models used to predict the growth of corals also work pretty well for a virus like the one that causes COVID-19.
So we use models like this all the time in corals. We're usually trying to encourage corals to grow, but in the case of COVID-19, it's the opposite. You want to figure out how to slow it down.
While it's not an exact comparison, there are some similarities. A virus needs a host to reproduce, just like coral colonies need a reef on which to grow. Maiden released his COVID growth projection on Twitter when Hawaii was just starting to see new daily case numbers in the triple digits. The model shows that without swift intervention to reduce new infections, the virus would quickly grow out of control.
And so that's what you call the exponential phase of a population growth. And that's kind of like the scary phase. And it's really hard to slow it down from this point because whatever you do now will take a couple of weeks to kind of unfold.
The number of new COVID-19 cases fell last week, but climbed again before declining yesterday. New cases remain in the triple digits. Maiden points out that even a falling number of new cases still represents more infections occurring in the community. We won't have the virus under control until the number of daily new cases drops dramatically.
The number of infections in the population here in Hawaii is still increasing. And so what you really want to do is get that back down to around zero. And that's when you start plateauing and you're not going to see the virus increasing anymore.
You can find a visual graph of Josh Maiden's coral-based COVID model at hawaiipublicradio.org. I'm Ryan Finnerty for Hawaii Public Radio.